You're listening to SBS News.
Researchers at Curtin University set out to test the theory that girls, even those born in Australia, performed worse in academic tests if their parents migrated from a country where women had limited access to a high school education. The report's lead author, Dr. Mike Dockery from the Bankwest Curtin Economics Centre, says their research successfully proved the link.
What we do find is you put in those controls for cultural background where the parents were born, and that does have an impact on how girls perform on these tests in science, reading and in mathematics, so we were definitely picking it up.
What he didn't expect to find was an even stronger correlation for boys. The research found male students in Australia were more likely to perform poorly in standardised tests if their father came from a country where boys were less likely to attend high school than girls.
But when we played around and tested different specifications, what we actually found was for girls, it's the mother's country of origin that matters, and for boys, it's the father's country of origin that matters most, that affects their performance.
Dr. Dockery says the results suggest cultural attitudes and norms are passed down by gender role models within a family. But he adds that it's difficult to determine whether parents actively communicate these cultural norms to their children or if they're picked up unconsciously.
What we think is that we've got really strong evidence that this effect is a cultural one through gender stereotyping. So boys look at their fathers and, you know, uncles and what they do in their family networks, and girls look to their mother and sort of conditioned, if you like, by what they see their mothers doing.
Somalia, Central African Republic, South Sudan and Zambia are among the countries where girls have half as much access to high school education as boys. While boys are less likely to attend high school in countries such as South Africa, Libya, Kuwait and Tuvalu. Sara Orare is the program lead for the Refugee Education Support Program at the Centre for Multicultural Youth. She says engaging students in school is the best way to break the cycle of educational disadvantage.
It all starts in the school, so it's a matter of being able to enable young people to continue and remain within that academic environment without sort of falling through the cracks, without leaving school. And so I guess it's ultimately about knowing the refugee and migrant young people and their needs, their different needs.
The study examined the 2015 Program for International Student Assessment test scores of 12,000 non-migrant, first-generation and second-generation migrant children in Australia. Lead researcher Dr. Mike Dockery says, among other findings, the study showed, on average, first- and second-generation migrant students performed better in all three subject areas, that is science, mathematics and reading, than non-migrant students.
That's typically attributed to our migration system very much favouring, you know, through the skilled migration program and so on, favouring families who place a high emphasis on education or are highly educated.
Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.